Good morning. Welcome to the pre-bid for the April 19th bid opening. I'm going to invite Kyle Stevens from our Civil Rights Division to make an announcement before I begin.
Good morning. I'll make it quick. We have a few handouts up here. We have one here that is about a contractor compliance survey that you may be getting in your inbox if you've been a part of a contractor compliance review in the past. Then we also wanted to make sure that everybody knew you can download the DBE list again. Emails have been taken off of that for privacy, but phone numbers are still on that list. One of the things that might trip you up is there's a box that you have to click that says, "I'm not a robot." And the third thing is we have a job fair coming up May 23rd, and we're looking for some vendors for that job fair. So if you have any interest at all or you need to hire employees at all, we recommend that you pick this up on the way out and contact Annie Penny in our division. His number is right here at the bottom. So we just encourage you to pick up all three of those. And I'll turn it back over to John.
All right. As I go through my notes for this letting, if you have any questions on any project, please feel free to ask those questions. And a few notes before I start. Please turn off your cell phones and don't forget to sign the attendance sheet. And please include the JP County letting date and call order in all your correspondence with the Office Engineer Division. The Civil Rights DBE program now has an available DBE database, and this is available on our website. The sample proposals, plans, geotech reports, and design files and revisions to these are available on ODOT's website. And all bids for projects requiring pre-qualification must be submitted via Bid Express, and any exceptions to this policy will be discussed with Office Engineer Division on a case-by-case basis, and on this letting, there are no exceptions. And any firm bidding a project as a joint venture must complete the request for joint venture form, which is posted on ODOT's website. And the order form, long form, and short form are also available on our website. And finally, all revisions, including estimate revisions, are due by Tuesday noon of next week. All right, our first project is call order 107 in Blaine County. And on this project, we are adding a prosecution and progress special provision. We are also adding an incentive-disincentive special provision. And we are reducing the calendar days from 140 to 90. The next project is call order 108 in Blaine County. And on this project, we are adding a prosecution and progress special provision. We are also adding an incentive-disincentive special provision, and we are reducing the calendar days from 180 to 150. There was one question on this project, and the question is, for this project, it has five bearing pads that are an inch by an inch and a half by 34 inches. And in order to do these, they will need to be in multiple pieces to accomplish the length. And the engineer on record on sheet AB01, note B3, says that they need to be the size and shape detailed in the plans. And in order to do this, they will need to be in multiple pieces. Is this going to be a conflict? And the response to this is that the pads should be manufactured to be as large as possible and also to minimize the pieces needed. The next project is call order 109 in Blaine County. And on this project, we are adding a prosecution and progress special provision. And we're also adding an incentive-disincentive special provision. Right. The next project is call order 140 in Creek County. And on this project, we are going to revise a special provision for the high friction surface treatment. Okay, the next project is call order 160 in Okfuskee County. And there were two questions which I did not yet get an answer on. And the first question is, will the department consider adding a flex start of September 4th, 2018 to this project? Is Ron Brown. Okay, review. And the second question is, will the department consider increasing the calendar days from 15 to 45? Okay. All right. So we'll be increasing the calendar days to 30. The next project is Colorado 165 in Kay County. On this project, we are revising the plans, and we are also adding a 70-30 special provision. And there was a question on this project. On this project, looks like we will be replacing some anchor bolts in bridge A and B. Under the structural steel note, plan sheet note 3, it's wanting to use the metric coarse threads. Can the metric coarse threads be waived and use UNC threads for the anchor bolts? And the response to this is that we will delete the portion of the note calling for the metric coarse threads on the anchor bolts. So we're going to do a plan revision. Then there was several more questions. Will the department consider extending the flex start from September to November? And this was denied. And the second question is the intent to close all four bridges under the same closure or under multiple closures? And the response to this is that there won't be any road closures because we switched to phase construction. So the intent was to build the two deck rehabs at once and then build the two hydro demo bridges after that. And the third question is there any provision for the temperature restrictions for the latex modified concrete overlay? If all bridges are going to be worked on at the same time, Perspec LMC overlay can only be placed when the temperatures are a minimum of 55 degrees. And the response to this is that the contractor needs to follow the spec for the latex modified concrete overlay. The next project is Colorado 170 in LaFleur County. And on this project, we are adding a lane rental special provision. The next project is Colorado 175 in LaFleur County. And on this one, we are also adding a lane rental special provision. The next project is Colorado 180, also in LaFleur County. And we are also adding a lane rental special provision. The next project is Colorado 185 in Logan County, and we had a question on this project. The question is, in the general construction notes, it states that the existing road is to remain open during construction to local and through traffic. I do not see where a temporary detour is included in the plans. Can the road be closed to through traffic? And the response to this is, the proposed bridge structure is on a new alignment, allowing the existing bridge to remain open to local and through traffic while the proposed bridge is being built. The general notes call for a sequence of construction to be submitted by the contractor to the resident engineer for approval before operations begin. The next project is Call Order 190 in Love County. And on this project, there's a lot going on. All right. First, we're adding a 70-30 special provision. And we're also adding a special provision, A39-2, for roadside weather prediction system. We're also revising the plans. We're adding special provision 105-7 for conformity with plans and specifications. And we're also adding a lane rental special provision. And there were several questions on this project for Alan Stevenson. All right. So you want to come up here and Or do you want me to go ahead and ask and then you'll respond? Okay. All right. John? Mike? All right. All right. You're welcome. Yeah. All right. First question. Will ODOT ASHTO 2013 standards and specifications be required for the 35-foot MTG and 15-foot HMLA?
And that is the lighting pole that we're talking about for the structure. We're going to look at that, and we'll have an answer back to you.
Okay. Will the pole foundations for these poles be constructed using the new ODOT standards?
We were actually looking using the original GMF footing for that. We will look at that and give you back a final report on that.
Okay. I think this one, plan note ITS 21 on sheet 2 states special provision conformity with plans and specifications, and there is not a special provision in the bid proposal, so this is going to be added with the revision.
Correct.
Then there's the other question on plan note ITS 24 on sheet 2 states refer to special provision 54, specific lot locations to be monitored. And this is in the special provision revisions that we are going to include.
Correct. Right. The table was left off, so.
Yes. So plan sheet 2 has a note regarding warranty period. What is the warranty period for this project?
The project, we're going to be modifying the pay quantity sheet to say what the warranty period, it will be 3 years.
Okay, it will be 3 years.
For the equipment being put in.
Okay. Can the construction traffic control be changed to itemize the individual signs and devices rather than be paid for as a lump sum?
We're looking at that. The next question kind of follows the same concept. Mm-hmm. In regard to the ARWIS, road weather information systems that are being put out, they're actually being put in the median or behind guardrail. And the only work that's going to be done that affects is really a saw cut that where we're going to be putting a subsurface temperature probe in the shoulder, which we're not going to go more than 2 to 3 feet into the shoulder. So we really feel like the traffic control is going to be minimal and really is not maybe worthy of trying to do it by individual items. And the next question deals with traffic surveillance police. Again, we're not going to be shutting down. We're not doing any work in the lanes at all. The only work that gets done is a saw cut, one saw cut into the shoulder so we can put a subsurface probe on it. The sensors that we're placing on the pole actually use laser technology and infrared technology to monitor the pavement. So even though it's aimed at the pavement, it's a non-intrusive. It doesn't, we don't actually have to close lanes or do anything like that to establish those. So we are not going to be closing any lanes, and the minimal will be minimal work on the shoulders.
All right. Thank you. That is it. Are there any more questions? No. All right, next project is call order 195 in McLean County. And in this project, we are adding a core permit. And there was also a question, will the department extend the flex to November 5th, 2018? Ron Brown? Logan?
No.
Okay, that's a no. All right, next project is call order 200 in McLean County. And on this project, we are revising the plans. There was a couple of questions. The quantity for traffic items is lump sum. Can you provide how many delineators this is to include? There is a detail on sheet T7 of 3-foot spacing, but it does not include the length. The plans will be revised to show this. And then there was also a question requesting for a traffic stripe pay item removal to be added, and this pay item is already in the plans. And there was another question. Note SP12 on plan sheet 3 states that the quantity includes 17 backplates for existing signals. Where are these 17 backplates located, and what type of signal heads are they for? And the response to this is that this note will be revised to clarify this. The next project is call order 205 in McCurtain County. And on this project, we are adding an internal milestone special provision. We are also adding a lane rental special provision, and we are also adding a smoothness specification. And there was a question on this project. Contract sheet AB01 states the contractor is to use bridge deck formwork bracing as specified or as shown in the plans. The bridge plans detail overhang brackets and strut braces. However, they do not say if stay-in-place forms can be used on the interior bays. Are corrugated metal deck pans permitted for use on this project? And the response to that is as yes, the corrugated metal stay-in-place forms are allowed.
We'll say SIPs are not allowed.
Okay.
If they're not allowed.
Okay. All right, the next project is call order 240 in Oklahoma County. 225.
Add an A plus B special provision to that one.
Okay, adding A plus B?
Yeah, I'll overlook that road closure.
Okay. Okay. All right. So back to call order 240 in Oklahoma County. And there was a question on this project. Can construction traffic control be changed to a lump sum rather than itemize the individual signs and devices? And this request was denied. And we had the same question on call order 245 in Oklahoma County to change the construction traffic control from lump sum to a lump sum, and this was also denied. The next project is call order 255 in Payne County. And the question is, concerning pay item 307K4300, stabilized subgrade. This is a very small area, 1,000 square yards, and the amount of material it would require to stabilize would be a partial load at best. Can this item be changed to aggregate base or select soil? If a soil item is preferred, can it be specified what soil classification and PI is required so that the desired material can be placed without having to stabilize? And the response to this is the plans already have a pay item for select borrow with a plan note that the material be acceptable to the engineer for use intended. This is sufficiently general that it should cover any material specially brought in. If stabilization is not needed, we just want to use that pay item. And there was another question on this project. The two portions of the project are separated by 12 miles. Both portions have an area of milling that is separated by 3 miles. Of the four different areas of milling, two of them are only 267 square yards each. Can the disincentive for exposed coal milling pavement be removed from this project? And this request was denied. The next project is call order 260 in Pittsburgh County. And on this project, we are adding a lane rental special provision. The next project is call order 275 in Seminole County. And we are revising the plans and the pay items. And there was one question on this project. The plant quantity for the 36-inch RC pipe class 3 is 554 linear feet. The summary of drainage structure sheet number 10 identifies 364 linear feet of plant quantity. However, we cannot find the location of on the plan and profile sheets for the 364 linear feet. Please confirm the plant quantity for the 18-inch RC pipe class 3. And the response to this is that the 364 linear feet of 18-inch RC pipe should have been removed from the quantities. We did have a structure 12 that paralleled the east side of the new highway. It was removed and the existing ditch liner was kept in place. Structure 12 then became a cross drain. The 364 linear feet of RCP needs to be removed from sheet 10, and the quantities need to be revised on the pay quantity sheet. So these will be revised. And that is the end of my notes, unless there's any other questions. Revisions are due on Tuesday at noon, and enjoy your weekend.